Fat Chance by Jenny McDade. Episode 3, Weighty Matters.
Yes, it's me, Gorgeous Graham again. Still dreaming, of course, of being a Blue Peter presenter someday, my lovely imaginary viewers. And this week, for a change, I am broadcasting to you from the imaginary Blue Peter garden of my very own home. It is a garden which I have created myself from a few dead cacti off my mummy's kitchen windowsill. Plus, a bit of a Margaret Parnell touch here, my mummy's washing up bowl, masquerading as the Blue Peter Pond. But I know you're more interested in hearing about Wendy Bottomley's Slimming Club, week 3. And this week, Shay Bottomley, Clive thought he'd at last finally come up with a plan which would keep Wendy at home.
So I'll see you later then, Clive. Clive?
Oh, not feeling very well, dear.
I see. It's a dying swan routine. I wondered when you'd get round to that one.
I've suddenly come over all sweaty and clammy.
You always feel like that, Clive.
It's just a bug that I've caught at work.
Working in the world of toilet tissue, I suppose there's always that possibility, yes. I mean, it's funny that it's come on you all of a sudden.
Yes, isn't it?
Just when I'm due to go out to my slimming club. And despite being apparently at death's door, I see you've got a jigsaw already.
Just in case I revive a bit later, dear. I've borrowed Cousin Neville's 1,000-piece one of the Tower of London. Hours of enjoyment ahead. And meanwhile, I'll just lie on the sofa here, shall I, dear? While you prop me up with nice cushions.
You can lie wherever you like, Clive.
Thank you.
Because I'm off out now, as you know.
Oh, but you can't leave me on my own.
Fortunately, your mother forewarned me, Clive. Your last resort when you can't get your own way is to feign sudden illness.
So, you are telling me that taking some rotten class is more important than spending quality time with your husband?
Yes, I suppose I am. Nice try, though, Clive.
Wendy!
So when we drove into the assembly room's car park that night, there was no sign of Mr. Bottomley's car with its plastic toilet roll on its roof rack.
Oh, look how grim!
No, what I nearly collided with this week was a weaving about sort of woman in sunglasses.
Nobody loves a fat girl.
And you know, there was something familiar about her.
Wendy?
Yes?
We didn't hear this from my lips, okay?
What, Tina?
There's a woman in that lady's loo over there who I think is just a little bit tiddly.
Now I knew where I'd seen her before.
In the Mucky Duck pub last week.
That's right, Graham. You bumped into her.
To be honest, I was a bit surprised to see the sozzled old stork again.
Oh! Class, this is Sally Squire.
Everyone! Hi!
Who I'm sure many of you will recognise. Some of you?
No.
A few of you will recognise?
No.
Who is she?
No idea, Mrs. Enright.
Sally Squires, star of stage and screen, yeah?
Oh,
I've been in all the papers.
So was I on my birthday. I'm 86, you know. And what's she wearing sunglasses for, eh? It's nice.
I am wearing sunglasses. Sweet little wrinkly person.
Yeah?
Because I'm here incognito.
Incog what?
I don't want to be bothered at this private moment in time by my legions of fans. Wait, I'll just take them off. Well, surely you recognize me now, woman.
No.
Look here. I admit I've not been on the box for a while.
A while, in telespeak, being blinking ages.
But that's only because my goddamn agent, whom I love dearly, keeps sending me up for the wrong sort of parts. I keep telling her, Hilary, darling, guest starring roles, featured cameos, ignore the roles of Flab, darling. Beneath them I am still the star I once was.
At this point, Sally the star collapsed in a tiddly sort of heap. So, Wendy wisely suggested, perhaps we should take a short break. Until Sally revived.
So, Graham.
Me old mucker, not Lee.
Remind me again, mate. Which class was it, eh? You eventually decided to sign up for?
That. Yeah. Well, am I going to tell me old school adversary I'm a downsizing fatty? I don't think so, no.
Taekwondo, Lee.
Yeah? Cool choice, mate. Though I wouldn't have had you down for a martial arts sort of bloke, Graham.
At this point, I studiously ignored the rest of my fellow fatties, of course.
Of course, you get a load of sad gits in here at times, Graham.
Really?
Take that Wendy Bottomley lot, for example. Do you know what I heard, Graham?
No, Lee.
Well, they've only got... Listen, right, they've only got some blinking bloke in their class.
No.
So, class, continuing on from last week, our topic, Sally, is our reasons for losing weight, isn't it, everyone? Yes? And to be frank, there are probably as many reasons for wanting to shift those fatty deposits we all loathe as there are people in this class. Personally, I'm doing it to prove a point. In my case, to my husband. But no need to go into that now. Your reasons will be different. Let's look at those reasons, shall we, this week? Let's take our newest member first.
Cheers, right.
In Sally Squire's case, I'd say her reason is career resurrection. In Graham's case, it's a particular job he's set his heart on, to be a Blue Peter presenter someday.
Cheers, right.
Then Wendy said if someone could possibly prop Sally Squire's up... Apparently, Jelly Kelly Chambers would also like to add a bit more on this point.
Funny, isn't it? So, what? Well, first time Kelly came, she wouldn't say boo to a goose, would she? Now, all of a sudden, you can't shut her up.
My name is Kelly Marie Chambers, as most of you know, and I have been overweight for as long as I can remember. I also have a twin sister called Kimberly, who is everything that I'm not. She's pretty, she's popular, and unlike me, she's on the slim side. She can be a bit of a cow, too, at times. We've never got on that well. Anyway, for a long while, I were a little bit unhappy about size I am, mostly because my twin sister Kimberly made fun of me.
So, Kelly was suffering from a crisis of confidence, eh, class?
Lots of us can identify with that. Then, as I told you, a mate of mine, Dawn, where I work, she introduced me to what she calls pen pals. And, as I told you last week, right, I have got one of them now.
Oh, fascinating as this is. Can you get a ruddy move on, sweetie? Other people have got stories to tell as well.
Anyway, upshot of it is, class, after exchanging 137 letters, me and box 251, my Tyrone, well, we are now engaged. Oh. Of course, first person I told was my friend Dawn at work.
She said, he'll be disappointed then. I said, who? She said, your chocolate chip muffin admirer. I said, Willie Buffalo. Dawn says, then why does he always sit at the same table and always stare at you, Kel?
And so that means Kelly's extra special reason for wanting to lose weight, of course, classy.
I want to be size 12, bride of my dreams, when I walk down that aisle later this year. Oh.
This disappointed my mummy even more. As you know, she'd hoped Kelly might one day be a possible girlfriend for me.
Oh, bless. A heartwarming story there from Kelly indeed. Thank you for that reaction. And an added incentive for all of us to slim down, eh, class? Think of all those nice new wedding outfits we'd like to buy, ladies. I take it we are all invited, Kelly.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that lovely of Kelly, class?
Oh. At this point, Kelly shed a few tears.
Oh, bless. Tears of joy, eh, class?
They didn't much look like tears of joy to me. But then again, what the heck do I know?
So, Graham.
So, Lee.
How was your class, eh, tonight?
Hilarious at times, Lee. While at others, quite moving.
What, Taekwondo?
Oh, that. And also, you know, challenging and a bit sweaty as well.
Funny that.
Why?
Because I've been checking the class list for Taekwondo.
Yeah, and?
And you are not on it.
Oh.
So, like to explain why you told me a fib?
Not really.
Oh, go on, Graham.
No, thanks.
You know what I think, Graham?
No, what?
I think you're the worst in the slimming club.
Oh,
Are you the only male member of the Wendy Bottomley lot, Graham?
Okay, yes I am. But there's a reason for it.
I'm listening.
You'll keep it to yourself, Lee, yeah?
Of course. Well, go on, Graham, I'm waiting.
Anyway, Mummy's
waiting. So, let me get this straight. You, Graham, are only here to lose weight.
Yeah.
Because you want to be a Blue Peter presenter.
Yeah. Well, go ahead then and laugh. You're not laughing, Lee.
No.
Everyone says to me, Graham, you've already got a good job replenishing the pick and mix counter at Woolies.
No, I say, if that's what you want to do, Graham, you go for it, mate. Oh.
Bye.
So finally, we all dispersed for the night.
See you next week.
With no inkling, of course, at the time, of the drama that was about to unfurl. Yes?
You must be Mr. Bottomley.
Yes?
I'm sorry to disturb you.
And you are who, exactly?
Kelly Chambers.
Can you see any binoculars trailed on you at all from the window opposite?
Pardon?
No, I think you're unspotted. One of my wife's class, I take it. Yes, I think we're in luck. Oh, no. Unfortunately, my wife's not back as yet.
No.
No, she'll be on the bus back as usual. I have, of course, spent many fruitless hours trying to teach my wife to drive, but she merely complained that I got on her nerves. So,
aren't you going to answer the phone?
Haven't you anything better to do, you damn nuisance? So, can I be of any help in the meantime?
No, it's her that I need.
What now?
Mr. Bottomley?
Yes.
Not quite sure how to put this. Neighbourhood watch friend from opposite.
Yes, I already guessed that.
Only these last couple of weeks.
Yes?
Couldn't help like but notice various women knocking on your door, Mr. Bottomley.
Yes?
While Mrs. Bottomley's out. And just to let you know, man to man, I'm, as you may have gathered, not doing much myself most evenings. However, I do have a homemade bottle of wine in my rack with an amusing little bouquet. Or what I'm saying is, I could bring it over, if you like. But what I'm saying is, well, I'm game if you are.
What?
You fancy including me, eh? As well. Next time you one of your fancy women call round.
Look, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Neighbourhood Watch, but both the ladies in question happen to be members of my wife's so-called slimming club.
You mean the drunk one last week on all fours?
Yes.
And the young big-bummed one tonight?
Yes.
Actually think I recognise her. Doesn't she work at motorway services?
Look, despite the conclusions that you have very stupidly drawn, I do not harbour a harem at present. But thank you meanwhile, Mr. Neighbour Opposite, for putting the idea in my head.
But what prompted Kelly to come round that night, eh, class? Why was she so upset? And why have I, as a result, called this emergency gathering? Well, ladies, and Graham, Kelly now apparently has something further to share with us all, which you may find surprising, to say the least.
Oh. My name is Kelly Marie Chambers, everyone, as you know. And I've rather more to add to what I told you the last time.
Not at length, though, eh, sweetie?
Go on, Kelly.
You see, what I said before, what I told you, well, it weren't quite the whole truth.
Oh, I knew it.
I didn't mean to mislead you, really. I just got a bit carried away, I suppose.
Oh, you can say that again.
What happened was, other people were getting up and saying stuff to the class about their reasons for losing weight, right? And when they finished, they were clapped. And I wanted to be clapped too.
Why, Kelly?
You see, Wendy, I've never been clapped in my life. Not at school, nor since leaving it. I've never been one of what you might call the shiners. That's why, when you clapped me before, I was in seventh heaven. I thought, at last, you've cracked it, Kelly. You've got a whole class full of friends. The friends who aren't thinking negative things about you. Then, after I'd come down off cloud nine, I thought, how could you do it, eh, Kel? That's no way to make real friends, is it?
Could you possibly get a move on, sweetie?
That's right, Kelly, go on.
Well, weren't whole truth, like I said. Bits were true. I have got a pen pal, and we are engaged, right enough, class.
Is this going to take the whole night, Wendy, or what? Only I've got an errant husband to check up on.
Bear with her, Tina. The next bit I know is very hard for Kelly to say.
You see, what happened was, we'd been writing for a bit, as you do. At first it was mostly just exchanging pleasantries. Then he asked me about my family, what I did, and I was straight with him then.
Oh.
I told him I had a guinea pig and a dog, and that I'd got a twin sister. I told him I worked in catering industry at first, because I thought it sounded better than all-day breakfast at motorway services. By return, he said he owned his own house, lived alone, and sent me a photo of himself.
And this was when, class, Kelly's problem began.
I couldn't believe it. When his photo first arrived, I always thought people had pen pals because they was, well, a little bit, you know. Mm. But he, Tyrone, well, he looked like something out of a magazine. He was handsome. He was tanned. He was bloody gorgeous, I don't mind telling you. My sister Kimberly, who can be a bit of a cow, said, well, you can't send him one back of you, can you?
Oh.
One sight of your puffy face and double chins and you'll soon put him off, Kelly.
Oh.
Anyway, as time went on, his letters got more frequent and more, you know,
passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Some women have all the luck.
Your husband's passionate, Tina.
Not with her these days, though.
Only with my cleaning lady, Mrs. Marigold Gloves.
Which reminds me, Tina, how did your stalking mission go last week?
As her escort on that evening, I was interested as well.
Was your husband impressed by my performance, Mrs. Tattersall?
Unfortunately not, Graham.
Why not?
He said, frankly, it amused him to see that the only bloke I could pull at my age was one of what he called the Rock Hudson persuasion.
Oh, what did he mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Nothing so.
So, what are you going to do now?
Well, I haven't made up my mind, to be honest. I'll probably have my tarot cards read and ask my spirit guide for advice.
An interesting bit of news there, eh, class? But now, let's return to Kelly.
Well, after what my rotten sister had said, I decided not to send him a photo of me, after all. I hoped he might forget, but he kept on at me, pestering. So I sent him a photo of our guinea pig first. I put, "As you can see, I can be a bit of an animal."
He wrote back and said he liked a girl with a sense of humour. Then I sent him a photo of our poodle and put, "This is me on a bad hair day." And then he wrote back and said he loved the way I sounded so much that he wondered if I felt the same about him as he did about me. I didn't know quite what to say, so I told him I did. And then he said that, you know, every day he couldn't wait for post arriving. You see, it was the first time in my life anyone has ever made me feel remotely that I was special. Then, 137 letters or so later, he put in a PS at the end suggesting we might get engaged. I couldn't hardly believe it at first. Fat little me, engaged? Oh. Not even my sister Kimberly's engaged, and she's had hundreds of boyfriends. Kimberly said she could hardly credit it. Then she said, in that snide way she has at times, she said, "He does know what you look like, Kelly Marie, does he? You have sent him photo of you." That were when I lied like and said, "Yes." The next letter, he said he'd like to tell his neighbours he were engaged and all, but where the so-and-so with a photo long promised of me, his fiancée. So finally, I went to the photo booth in my lunchtime and had several took, but in all of them, best I looked were like female Eddie Large. I thought, I can't send him none of these. I thought, good-looking bloke like him, if he sees what I look like for real, no oil painting, then the engagement will be broke in no time.
So, suddenly, Kelly was in a bit of a quandary, class.
So, did she send the ruddy photo in the end or not?
Yes, Sally. Eventually, yes, I did. I did eventually sneak one out of our photo albums at home. A really flattering one.
So, am I missing something? I don't understand, Wendy. I mean, where's the harm in that?
It weren't a photo of me, though, you see.
You what?
Oh, my, let me guess.
It were a photo of our Kimberly, my twin, my much prettier and far slimmer sister. Naturally, I said absolutely nothing to her about it.
Then what happened?
I got a letter back by return post. Tyrone said it made him dead proud to have landed what he called such a looker. Wedding date's been set for this Easter, and what I've decided is we won't be meeting till then. Like I said, I can't let him see me size I am. So he keeps on pestering me to meet him. I meanwhile just keep coming up with, you know, excuses.
But aren't you taking a bit of a chance?
You mean not seeing my Tyrone in the flesh, so to speak?
Yes.
Before our big day?
Yes.
That's why I suggested Kelly share her dilemma with us, class. So we can all help with suggestions.
I know I've done a terrible thing,
when I got Wendy's little leaflet through the door, I thought it could be solution. If I joined Wendy's slimming club and lost weight in time, I could really look like our Kimberly by then.
Let me get this straight. Your fiancé, Box 251, this...
Tyrone?
Thinks he's engaged to someone tasty and slim.
Yes.
Your sister, meanwhile, knows nothing about you sending your fiancé...
Tyrone?
Her photo.
No.
And meanwhile, in double quick time, you have to transform yourself from a dog into a beauty, into a carbon copy of your sister, from a puffball...
to a size 12.
By Easter, or else...
Good night, then. Good night, Wendy.
Well, I must say, that was a bit of a turn up for the books, eh, Sue?
What did I tell you, eh, Tina? Always the quiet ones. Pity.
Why?
I'd hoped you might take a shine to my Graham.
You what, Sue?
Well, I thought being close-ish in age, Kelly and my Graham might have clicked.
Oh, Graham?
Yes.
Your Graham?
Yes. Why, what's so funny about that, Tina?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I just thought Graham was, you know, the other way inclined.
And what are you inferring by that?
Oh, nothing.
There's nothing wrong with my Graham.
Oh.
You see the problems you cause me, Graham, all the time.
None that I know of. But I'm sure you're going to listen.
You don't realise how often I'm asked. So your son Graham, what's he up to these days? Got a steady girlfriend yet? I mean, Graham, there's lots of nice girls in the class.
Yes, with the bodies of jellies.
You spent too long alone, Graham. Mummy worries about you.
On next week's show, I finally write off to the offices of Blue Peter at last. But will I or will I not be the first ever falsetto fatso to front that legendary TV programme? Plus, wedding fever hits the slimming club and...
Don't forget me, Graham.
Yesterday's star makes a comeback. Providing, of course, she's sobered up by then.
In episode 3 of Fat Chance, Graham Pitscotty was played by Gareth Cork, Wendy Bottomley by Janine Davitsky, and Clive Bottomley by Michael Troughton. Sue Pitscotty was Anne Reed, Tina Tattersall, Julia Deakin, Sally Squires, Frances Jeter, Kelly Chambers, Tilly Gaunt, and Lee Dubbs, Harry Myers. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Fat Chance is written by Jenny McDade and directed by Sally Avens.